And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day, 2024. I want to thank every veteran out there, every person who has served in the armed services, Randy Taylor included. Of course, he's joining me tonight as we're going to discuss pertinent issues, important issues of the day. Have a jam-packed program for you, as always. But this is a little bit more... I think it's a little bit deeper in terms of the information ahead of us. Again, a lot to get into. Before we start, you know, I just want to show you this, folks. It's one thing that probably one of the best investments, if you want to call it that. I mean, it's not expensive. It's very reasonably priced. It's don'twastepower.com. This little device helps me save money on my electricity bills. Recent reports, of course, reveal that electricity bills have sent, power bills have sent set a 10-year record high. That's right. That was this past summer. Who knows? Now, I know President Trump said drill, drill, drill. Of course, that's going to impact the price of oil. But what about, you know, heat, natural gas and such? Will that get any relief? I don't know, but it's going to take some time regardless. And many households right now admit that they keep their houses at unsafe temperatures, whether it's summer or winter, it doesn't really matter. So many people say that they struggle to choose between food or their electricity bill. And that's a shame. It shouldn't be. So you need all the help you can get. That's where that device comes in. That magical little device, I love it. The cost savings it gives to me. Thanks to that device, I can cut down on my electricity costs, which I've done. I've noticed a great savings and noticed it right away. Beat the power companies and keep more money in my pocket every month. It's designed to help lower costs by stopping my home and appliances from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce my electricity usage, and it supports a consistent and safe flow of electricity throughout my home. And I'll tell you, all by just plugging that device into one of my home wall outlets. And I use it in my office. I use it in the studio. And it works, again, all three locations. Please visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Or just click on the link in the description box below to get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills up to 66% off and free express shipping plus several other bonuses with every order, completely for free. I'm telling you, it works. It really is a great device. And I want to thank you the various sponsors that we have, the quality sponsors that we have for supporting this broadcast. The news. Okay. So it looks like, the theme, I suppose the essence of today's show, and I haven't talked to, Randy Taylor about this or Eric Thek or anybody else about this, but you know, mistakes were made in 2017, right? With the 2016, 2017 in the first Trump administration with respects to personnel picks, and man, did that tank President Trump right from the start. Now we're seeing a few things. We have chief of staff, you have Susie Wiles. As deputy chief of staff, you've got Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller, I'm telling you right now, that name does scare a lot of people. You've got border czar. This is my favorite appointment, Tom Homan. Folks, I'm telling you, that guy is as nice as could be. I had an interview and I had a cup of coffee with him in Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago. He is the only person that actually scared the living daylights out of me, really in a good way. Very intimidating, just a force to be around. You're going to see that. I got a great clip for you that'll show Tom Homan. I'm not sure if you've seen this. I don't think we've played this. If we did, it might have been quite some time ago. But Mr. Homan, as I call him, Mr. Homan, he'll get the job done. And then word has it, what, Secretary of State Marco Rubio? Is that what I'm hearing? Apparently. So, you know, the streak had to end sometime, right?
these people out of the country.
Come on in,
we
bro.
We got somebody to run interference with the governments down there.
But you know, look, this is this is an establishment move, right? That's really unpopular among many conservatives. You know, the America First Patriots aren't liking this, Marco Rubio. But you got a point in a sense. Yeah, you can speak.
I just don't trust him because he's too easy to turn.
Yeah, and at least according to Liberty Daily, at least it's not Rex Tillerson. So, yeah, there it is.
Or Pompeo.
Or Pompeo, yeah. Oh. I want to welcome everyone to the chat, I should say. Thank you for taking your very valuable time out to join us. Folks, over the weekend, I did put up, I think, six band segments. You know, we were at 220 some odd thousand quarter million subscribers on YouTube, and they these were segments among the segments, not all of them. I've got a whole lot more that YouTube pointed to and said, well, you know, these violate community standards, you take them off or we're going to ban you. And I said, ban us then. Go ahead. And it was within seconds.
Thank God you're good at keeping archives.
Well, you know, and yes, thank you for that.
You've always been good at that.
Yeah, I try. Look, folks, we don't have everything saved, especially from the early years, like, you know, 2013 and 14. But now I did put those on a special drive. Now that drive has been corrupted, so I'm trying to get that fixed, so we'll see what happens with that. But I want to look, folks, I just want to thank you for signing up, creating an account at Rumble, and joining us on the chat, in the chat, listening to us live, and just by virtue of signing up and following us on Rumble, that increases our exposure, and I really appreciate that. So man, Randy Taylor. Yeah, somebody's having their birthday tomorrow. I won't say who, Randy Taylor, but yeah, we'll talk tomorrow about that. All right. Okay. So we've got a lot of things to really get into. How about this? How about just something? Before we get into the heavy stuff, this is cut four. If you go to HagmanPI.com, bookmark that website, you can get to everything that we do from HagmanPI.com. Two N's on Hagman. But here's a little bit of, I'll just say, I don't even want to say it's humorous, but it is humorous in a way. But this is the type of behavior and the type of cognitive decline in the form of physical movement that the press, the media, that Harris, that everyone around Biden attempted to hide from the American public. Okay, now they're not even trying to hide it anymore. You can actually see Jill's disdain in this. It's only 45 seconds long. I'm not sure who put the sound effects or if those are natural sound effects in there. Take a look at this. We'll start off with video four again in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Here it is. Check this out now.
He's playing.
He's playing?
Yeah. He's playing.
He's trying too hard.
Huh. He's playing.
I'm not sure what they're saying there, but look at Jill. Like, she's not. She's like, you're on your own, pal.
Mr. President,
just a word.
Mr. President, what are you going to say to Trump on Wednesday?
Look at the concentration.
Mr.
Just
President,
walking.
What are you going to talk with Trump on Wednesday?
Yeah, Randy Taylor, what do you say to that?
He was focused on just walking.
Oh, man.
He didn't even hear those people asking him those questions. I promise you. He did not. He was focused on not falling on his face in the sand.
You know, I have a suspicion that Jimmy Carter might outlive that guy.
Oh, man.
Which kind of segues?
We need to just stick to both of them in a cabin somewhere in Georgia, feed them peanuts, let them slobber down the front of their shirts. Keep them away from the microphones and all.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they might want to do. Because talk is now Alex Jones, folks. You can see this at Infowars.com, or you can see this on, if you want to watch the video. Alex Jones was talking a lot and to Roger Stone and doing it during his monologue about, the deep state is determined to assassinate President Trump, which I believe 100% everything that Randy Taylor, myself, and the teams, Shatter Ops and Save Them and the investigators from there, we all warned our clients that there was a grave danger, and it extends far beyond the incident in Butler, this attempted assassination of Butler and what happened in Florida. But according to Alex Jones and Roger Stone, again, echoed some of these sentiments. Of course, they want to get rid of President Trump, but prior to
is what concerns us.
Right. Now, RT, there's another thing. And I had appeared on Paul Bagley's, it was a conference about an October surprise. And I said, look, they're going to install Kamala Harris, you know, McKnee pads, before Trump Biden's term ends. And I still think that's a possibility. And then you would have
scary part is who would she bring with her?
Well, she doesn't have to bring anyone with her.
If she steps in as president,
she doesn't have to bring anyone with her. Okay, that's up to that's a congressional decision. Think back to Nixon and Ford. Ford was elevated to the presidency, and he was without a VP for a while. So, but here's the problem: if they do that, and again, Alex Jones talks about this, if they would do that, and then perhaps kill or somehow incapacitate, don't put this past these people, President-elect Trump as well as Vice President-elect Vance. She could declare martial law. She could stay in there. The special elections. I mean, it'd be a constitutional crisis.
She can do anything she wants, and it'll be her ass.
Man, you think?
I know. Well, the Patriots are done, Doug. You can't stretch these people any further. They're done.
Okay. I agree with you on that.
The Patriots, if you can't feel it, I know I can feel it. They're treading into dangerous ground. They're going to start playing this game. We know that they want to kill Trump and all. You know, it's the only reason that America isn't in deep trouble today is because Trump was declared the president, and we really don't have a ton of evidence of cheating. Well, there were some incidents, but not like it was in 2020.
Well, we caught people in Montgomery County, Philadelphia, in Michigan.
But nothing like 2020.
No.
Not even clues.
No. Which is why I think if they, and it's amazing to hear the people talk about, well, Donald Trump used Starlink or used Russia or used a combination of both to flip numbers and fix the numbers.
What a bunch of crap.
But here's the thing, though. If he did that, if that's the case, then their election, then ours, and we would have to go back to 2020, whatever remains of the evidence, and audit that, too. But go ahead, sir.
No,
go
ahead. I was just going to say what you just said.
Yeah. All right. So this is, and in the meantime, the deep state, and I don't want to dominate. I'm just kind of throwing this out, but the deep state is really hard at work to subvert President Trump. And
they want to try and fool the Patriots, though. They're going to try and false flag this. I'm telling you, and they're going to make it look really good.
Okay, explain it. Explain that. I mean, if you can, throw out some scenarios on, if you don't mind, because okay. I'm going to hear this.
It's going to be if Iranians kill them. I don't care if they've got two dead bodies of Iranians or two guys in custody. Okay, that they want us to go after Iran. They're looking for a way to get rid of Trump, keep Harris in office, and start World War III. There's the objectives right there. I just gave you the whole game plan. That's it.
Okay, if they can't accomplish that, what's plan B?
What do you mean if they can't accomplish it? Then Trump goes into office and we start straightening this mess up. That's plan B.
I mean, what's their backup plan if they cannot do what you just outlined there? Do they have a backup plan, do you think?
I'm sure they have something. What it is, I don't know.
All right. How about this? How about throwing...
Everything we're doing right now is speculation. So I don't know. I mean, we've made it this far. I haven't gone that far into the future. We made it past the election.
Yeah.
Trump was elected, as I know I said, as you said. We also know that they're trying some way to weasel Harris back into office.
Yep.
We know that they're cheating still because these congressional and Senate races weren't settled the same night.
Right.
Which they should have been absolutely no further than 7 o'clock the next morning. So the cheating was still going on. So what they're going to do is, okay, Trump's in, but we're going to tie your hands in the houses, just like they did last time. And that's how these impeachments get started. That's how the bullshit that they did. They crapped all over the U.S. last time.
Agreed.
They absolutely in 2016, they and those 4 years up to 2020, they shit all over the American people. And yeah. And they're I'm telling you, they're planning on doing it again. It's like, okay, you got Trump in there, and we called him as president, but there's all these alternatives as to what they could do now. There's a bunch of them. Name one. I could name one.
Let me toss this out to you. Okay. That's real and really pressing right now. What about the November 26th sentencing? Sentencing date, November 26th, of President Trump, where he can get 4 years in Rikers for his crimes convictions in the state of New York? What do you think? I mean, do you think that Merchant has the fortitude? You know, the balls.
I want to be really careful about anything I say, Doug.
I'm just telling you,
the whole deal could explode into civil war over a fucking sentence. We're in really a bad area right now. We are in treacherous ground right now that we've never been in. That we've never. This is where we're at. We made it to the election. Everybody's like taking this huge sigh of relief and then all happy and banging their drums and everything. They don't really have a clue of how fragile this is.
This is so fragile. Yeah, and I think that's our purpose here is to make sure people understand provide scenarios.
All I'm saying is I don't know.
Okay, all right.
On the New York thing, I really don't.
Okay.
I think they're playing with fate.
That's what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'll be honest with you. He sentenced Trump. I'll be surprised if Merchant makes it home that night. How's that?
Well, okay. Okay.
I mean it. We're this far. The fuse is already lit and going towards January 20th. And every day that fuse just goes a little further. And it's like taking baby steps. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be shitty with you, man. I'm just telling you that we're this far from this country exploding into bloodshed.
I totally agree with you.
And I think that the globalists right now themselves are divided on what to do.
Now we're talking.
Okay. That's what I think. I think right now there are meetings going on, and they're walking over and punching the wall because they don't know what to do. They know what they want to do, but they also know that they're this far from anything they ever thought about establishing on this planet, going straight to hell. Because once it lights up here in the States, it's going to go worldwide. It's going to be bloody, and there will be no. And what you do in a case like that, it's going to be like the Israelites when they go in and they kill every living thing, because you don't even want to peep. So here's what the globalists are looking at, okay? And just for the FBI and everybody that's listening, I'm not saying anything as far as where I stand in this. I'm just telling you, globalists, FBI, U.S. government, Department of Homeland Security, you're this far, okay? Because when the patriots decide, if they ever have to decide, to go to violence, okay, you're going to realize that January 6th was a walk in the park. It was a day at the park. It was nothing. It was not an insurrection. Trip them up again, and you're going to find out what an insurrection looks like. Okay?
Yeah.
And I will tell you, not only will the globalists be eliminated, their entire bloodlines will be eliminated. And I'm not. Randy Taylor has nothing to do with this.
No, it's an legally, observation.
From exactly. Speculation and from a to protect Hagman Report.
Right.
We have nothing to do with this. I'm just telling you what's this far from happening. It could happen. Anything you do at this point can trigger this.
Okay.
And you better learn from the election that it's not 50-50 in the United States. You guys are down. You guys, the left, you're down to about 30, maybe 35% if you count some people in the middle, centrists. But as far as your hard left, there's only about 25 or 30% of you. You will be crushed. So don't go where angels fear to tread.
Okay, is that a
fair summation, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just don't want to get you in it. This always makes me nervous when we talk like this, because I don't want you in any trouble.
Well, here's my problem, not with you, but with when we as a body, when everyone listening to this, everyone with a social media account. Types out and posts their observations or their feelings or, you know, it's automatically the left responds with, oh man, they're threatening violence. The left can come right out and say, you know, he needs to be shot and killed. I mean, I've seen so many posts.
Oh yeah. When was the last time an actor killed a president?
He should have had
cuffs on him when he left stage. While he's on stage. And you're right. The left can do it. We can't. So,
but here's the thing. I am not a fan of self-censorship. I'll take the hit. You come knock on my door. Okay. You go ahead. You want to waste your time. What we're doing is we're talking about this issue. And you know, RT
I just
is a,
don't, I just, and you know this, I don't have the money for a legal fight.
None of us do. None of us friggin' do. Yeah, and we're not going to set up GoFundMes either. I get that, no. but here's the thing, okay? You know the thing, as Biden would say, we've got to address this with boldness, in my view, because if we don't, and get the word out, then they're wily black, you know, plans made in the dark and dank basements.
I like, thus far. We've been very accurate with what we've said and what we predicted.
Well, again,
I like to continue that accuracy. Yeah. And that's why I'm uncomfortable right now.
No, that's fine. Okay. Well,
because we have a record. We'll go back now. We have a record going all the way back to Bush of being right. More so than most talk shows.
Well, I would put Jones pretty far up there.
No. You've always been more accurate.
Well, And yes, and that's with that's because we do take that extra step and spend a lot of time.
And that's not a stab at Alex.
No,
somebody has to go out there and put their foot on the ice and test it, and he's really good at that.
That's
it's like with the butler. You know, when we looked into this whole thing at Butler, everybody was running out there and throwing their stuff on the table. We didn't do that. We don't do that. We're investigative people first, journalists second. And it's a big stretch calling me a journalist.
I would never accept that characterization myself. Okay, so
I'm right now I'm in a very uncomfortable area.
Okay, well, let's hear. I'll tell you what. Let's hear from Grant Stinchfield, my favorite, one of my favorite people on the air.
Okay.
He was talking about the deep state. They're hard at work to subvert Trump, and this does encompass it, when you think about it. It does encompass the very topic that we.
Yeah. I just always want to be careful when the subject of violence comes up. Well, I mean, they were sticking people in jail on January 6th that weren't even there. You know what I mean? For something said on the radio 6 or 8 months before that.
You want to see my preservation letter? No. I mean, you know, F them. Okay. They can kiss my ass. Collectively, individually had nothing to do with anything. We didn't do anything wrong. Nope. And they can kiss my ass. And I'll tell you what, it pisses me off again that we are in America, and on Veterans Day, no less, men who, I looked at my dad's flag that was draped over his coffin today. I thought about my uncle who was shot at Normandy. Okay. I thought about the people who died and bled and died for us. And I'm not going to allow some mealy mouth, pencil neck, demonic geek or piece of crap shit on their graves. Okay. I'm going to say what I think. And I'll tell you something. I'm not going to hold back. All right. And that pisses me off when people put little friggin' asterisks, you know, in places of letters or doesn't, they don't use the word rape because, oh my gosh, that'll lower my coverage or whatever. Okay. Say what you friggin' mean.
I don't know why they do the asterisks instead of letters. It doesn't matter. The word is the same.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think people just get scared, like the NSA and stuff like that. Fuck them. If they go back and check 20 years of my telephone calls, texts, and emails, there's enough in any of there to incarcerate me 20 times over.
Of course. You could send an email about a dog, about a puppy, and they could twist it into something nefarious.
And it isn't really that, Doug. I'm just where I can't answer the question.
No, then don't. That's fine.
That's where I'm. It's not that I'm afraid. You know what? I've told you before. I'm not afraid of being thrown in jail, so I really don't give a shit. Okay.
Well,
I'm at that age in life. You say life in prison. But how long is that? You know.
Yeah, I had a cup of coffee with my daughter with my doctor today, and. You know, he said, I put our coffee date in, I wrote that down in pencil, you know, given the fact, your budget, you know, your condition. Of course, he was joking around, but you never know. So anyway,
it's going to be really interesting and the sentencing day concerns me.
It concerns me as well. And again, you've got the fact that the merchant could put him in Rikers for 4 years.
Yeah. And I sit there and I think about that, and I'm thinking, you know, this whole deal could go to bloodshed over that. The whole country could erupt into, and it would be brutal because, in my opinion, patriots have had enough. We've all had enough.
Rhetorical question, why shouldn't it go to bloodshed? That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
But you know, if that
I really Biden, can't come up with any reasons because I'm to the point that it's going to be really interesting to see if we actually voted ourselves out of tyranny. It's going to be interesting to see, and I just don't think that this is going to be easy.
No, it's
this
not.
This is going to be one of the toughest things as patriots and as Americans we've ever done in our lives.
Well, again, Grant Stinchfield this morning had his take on it. The deep state is hard at work to subvert President Trump. Now, this is a lengthy.
Yeah.
Folks, hang in there for this, okay? This is longer than this is 4 minutes long, okay? So you'll have to bear with me on this, but every word is important. I heard it live, and then I went back and I grabbed the recording on this. This is Cut One, HagmanPI.com. Folks, really pay attention to this. Here it is.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Stinchfield. I have very disappointing news for you. The shadow government inside the United States government is very, very real. It is all part of the deep state operation, and they are hard at work today, right now, as we speak, to try to stop President Trump any way they can. That includes his agenda. That includes him having any kind of power in Washington. And God forbid they do the ultimate and try to take him out before he takes office. I think all of this is a real concern. Secret Service better be on their toes. Why do I say this? It came out on CNN, of all places, that inside the Pentagon, and I'll tell you this, the Pentagon and the State Department are two of the worst agencies for the shadow government that is operating, a ruling class of career bureaucrats, unelected officials that really have more power than most of the elected officials. Inside the Pentagon, there were secret meetings underway discussing how they could ignore orders from President Trump, how they could take away power from the commander in chief instead of obey his commands, which is the rule when it comes to our military, providing they're within the Constitution. And President Trump's not going to be making any orders that are outside the bounds of the Constitution. They know that. So this is how it played out on CNN with Anderson Cooper.
Discussions at the Pentagon. I don't know at what level this is. It just seems like it's informal discussions. I guess it's understandable they would have those discussions.
Understandable they'd have those discussions? There's nothing understandable about it. How about you're understandable at meeting with the transition team? You take generals that the transition team can trust and start to purge the Pentagon of those we cannot trust. The Mark Milley types, Mark Milley himself, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and so many others that are neocon war hawks inside the Pentagon instead of those who want to operate like President Trump. We spring into action when needed, but with the threat of force, with the threat of using our strength, we keep peace around the globe. It really is that simple. So this was Scott Jennings, who's doing a fabulous job, by the way, of giving the conservative viewpoint on CNN. He's always outnumbered and outmanned, but this is what he had to say about it all.
I don't like this, because what's Donald Trump supposed to think? You know, he's sitting down there, he's a president-elect, and now he's got to read the newspaper tonight that the unelected bureaucracy of the federal government is having meetings at some level about how to thwart or countermand the commander-in-chief. I don't care if it's at the Pentagon or at the HUD or Ag Department. It doesn't matter. The unelected bureaucracy of this government answers to the civilian and duly elected leadership.
So there's a question. How did this come out? Now, quite frankly, I'm not sure whether the people who leaked this from inside the Pentagon were trying to do President Trump good or trying to do him harm. In the end, I'm glad it got leaked, no matter what their motivation was, because President Trump needs to know the time now is to act, because if we don't, they will take over and they will try to run ramshod over President Trump. They're not going to be successful. They have a rude awakening coming for them if they think that's going to happen, which is why I am so concerned about President Trump's life. This took up so much steam on CNN. Even Wolf Blitzer brings it up. And this guy, man, is so out of line, so out of control, so far from the bounds of a newsman. Listen to what he says here.
What these Pentagon officials are considering right now and discussing among themselves, what if he gives the Pentagon, the U.S. military, illegal orders to do certain things?
What a stupid, stupid question. First off, we know that if you are given an illegal, unconstitutional order, the military has a duty not to obey it. What would an example of that be? Turning the military on American citizens, innocent civilians that are not doing anything wrong and taking them out with howitzer cannons? I mean, that would be an illegal order. You'd have to ignore it. But President Trump's not going to make any illegal orders. We had 4 years of President Trump where he was spot on perfect. He had our enemies so afraid of the United States, they didn't even breathe wrong. They were quiet as church mice until, of course, Joe Biden comes in. Then all hell breaks loose.
There we go. I guess I should unmute myself. I didn't want the keyboard sounds here. I was typing up some notes on that. I mean, this is the level of subversion. They want to Trump-proof their areas. You've got the Pentagon having meetings behind closed doors to subvert President Trump's agenda before he even gets started.
The fact that it got leaked. The fact that it got leaked is a good sign.
Well, yeah.
Somebody up there felt it important enough to pick up the phone and call somebody.
Yep.
I do believe that the people in the field love President Trump. This is something that's up around Joint Chiefs level, and that can all be dealt with. And here's where they're trying to pull this. They're afraid that Trump's going to ask them, as the military, to help move illegals out of the country. That's really what they're concerned with.
Well, so what though? I mean, I ask that with all due respect. So what?
And I feel the same way because they're not American citizens. And I have no problem with that. I personally think that while the wall is being built and even after the wall is built, I think that all along the southern border, they should take a portion of about four different divisions in the Army or Marine Corps. I would suggest Army myself and put them on the border. Okay, and you have to be firm. And I hate to say this, a certain amount of people are going to be allowed to immigrate. You will do it in an orderly fashion, and you will do it through a gate. And I say, this is me, if I were president, and people would hate me for this, but if you're coming up and you're trying to bring guns, drugs, or people illegally, you will be shot.
Or yourself, actually, illegally. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. If you're not coming through the gate and you're not doing this right, I think that orders to kill should be issued. Okay? We're talking about national security. We're talking about the security of the United States of America. Okay? That's not aimed at Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Colombians. It is aimed at everyone who shouldn't be trying to cross illegally. It's the United States. There are walls. We are allowed to protect our country. And I don't want to hear any crap out of the Pope who lives inside of walls in all these countries. I mean, go ahead and try and pass from Iraq into Jordan. Tell me how that goes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can do the illegal thing there. You're going to run across there. Why don't you try getting into China?
No, ain't happening.
Go right ahead. So anybody that says we don't have a right is full of shit.
We have the right.
It is our country. I don't give a damn about these people from other countries as long as we have Americans sleeping in the streets. As long as we have Americans unemployed, I don't give a damn about these people from South America or wherever they're coming from. Oh, we're starving. You know what? You have a country, I guarantee you, we've probably dumped aid in there, put it to use, and fix your country. Stay out of mine.
And it blows my mind that the people coming here want to bring the third world with them, third world conditions with them, the same conditions they're running from.
Did you look up north where the East Indians, these people that are Khalistan supporters, and there's a lot of problems right now in Canada because this rebel terrorist leader was living out in Western Canada. Two guys showed up and filled him up with lead in the parking lot. They believe it was the Indian government. Okay. And listen, we've gone into other countries and whacked people too. That's the nature of our business. And this guy was responsible for the loss of human life. Okay. He got killed. So now there's a big, big deal between Canada and India. And let me tell you something else that's erupted into. There's a little suburb city just outside of Toronto technically in the greater Toronto area, called Brampton.
Yes.
And it's loaded with East Indians, okay? And don't get me wrong, it's a nice place. It is. The nice houses, nice condos, nice apartments. They got good jobs down there. They actually keep the place really nice looking, okay? But there's a lot of internal strife. These guys who are out in the street fighting with machetes like a week ago, okay? They bring their crap from home,
right,
into the countries that they're immigrating to. Leave your shit at home. Canadians don't want it. Americans don't want it.
No, I agree.
That's one of the reasons. You say, why don't you like immigrants? Well, I can give you a list. And one of them is you refuse to assimilate. You think for some reason that I have to accept Spanish as the state language. Okay. You think for some reason that you're entitled here. You're not. Okay. And I don't care if you say, well, my grandfather immigrated here. I don't give a damn. If he came through the gates, cool. You came in under a fence. The first thing you did when you came in my country was break the law.
I love it.
And if you went through the gate, guess what? We would have more than helped you. You'd probably already have a job, and you'd be buying a house.
Probably. Instead of robbing the 7-Eleven and setting a car on fire.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Or killing Americans. These perverts that come up here and think you're going to rape little white girls. I got news for you. If I see you doing it, I'm not calling the police. Okay? You're going back home in a bag. I promise you. I promise you.
Yeah, I'm not going to whip out a video camera.
Thank you. And every American, no, I hope nobody's filming. Every American out there that's a patriot and carries a firearm or has some balls, if you see something like this, don't think you're going to film it and put it on YouTube. You go over there and kick the living shit out of that person. Okay? The only thing that should beat them to the hospital is the headlights on the ambulance. You beat them.
I love it.
Beat them.
Then, you know, you are the master of segues. I have to say that because
I'm done. I'm so done with them, Doug. Well, this immigration, all of it, Canada and U.S. If you want to know what I'm up to.
Yeah. Well, mine's over that, I got to tell you. But the good thing about this is Tom Homan, as I said, that guy is one of the finest individuals I've ever met in my life. But I'll tell you what, as borders are, compare him to Kamala Harris. This is cut 10. Again, this is longer than I like to play, but this tells you, it shows you what kind of man he is. Now, I believe this is during the first Trump presidency, Tom Homan doing battle in a congressional hearing. I don't know, RT, if you saw this, and folks, I don't know if you've seen this. If you have, you might have seen parts of it, but this is really
watching again.
Oh man, this will do your heart good. This is again cut 10, HagmanPI.com.
And feel good, this is Tom.
But yeah, our new border czar, replacing Kamala McNeepaz. Go ahead and play cut 10.
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my
country. I've served my country. I've served my country for 34 years.
I find your comments disgusting as well.
This is out of control. I've served my country for 34 years. And yes, I held a 5-year-old boy in my arms and back that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a 5-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do in my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member of Congress.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
We agree on that. But I disagree. But I also disagree with your characterization of immigrants as pro-immigrants and criminality.
People for 3 decades on this.
Gentlemen, time is.
Look, you want to know why there's 50,000 people in detention? You want to know why we have 1 million illegal entries in the United States? You want to know why I have these issues? Because you have failed to secure the border. You have failed to work with this president to close the 3 loopholes we've asked for 2 years to close. So if you want to know why this issue exists, you need to look in the mirror. You have failed American people who are not securing the border and closing the loopholes.
Mr. Homan, please respect the
chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Homan. He don't get me go beyond his time.
Mr. Homan, we have approved an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the ranking member. Please respect the chair's authority.
I respect the chair's authority, but the chair...
Mr. Homan!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
So the recommendation of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their...
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Homan,
from his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way.
Thank you.
The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
It's not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
Handcuff
you better start packing now. You're damn right. Because you're going home. I got another message. Another message to the criminal cartels in Mexico. You smuggled enough fentanyl across this country to kill 148,000 young Americans. You have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. And that's when President Trump gets back in office. He's going to designate you a terrorist organization, and he's going to wipe you off the face of the earth. You're done. You're done.
Why would you release five or six female children to one male sponsor? Why would you do that? So God help these children. God help these children. I love kids. And this administration, I don't want to hear another word about you being humane. You're putting children at risk. Record number of Americans are dying. Record numbers of migrants are dying. There's one guy who can fix this shit, and it's Donald Trump.
Right on.
Look, I knew President Trump was going to run before you did because I had dinner with him in Las Vegas about 6 months before he announced. And we were having dinner, and he looked at me and says, Dom, I think I'm coming back. If I come back, can I get you to come back? I says, I tell you what, sir, I'm so pissed off, I'll come back for free.
Okay.
All right. I told you it was a feel-good film. Woo!
Yeah, that was a compilation, actually, of obviously a compilation of. But
that's the
him.
People we need.
Yeah.
I'll work for that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what he said, I'll tell you right now, I'd go ahead and work till the day I die. I'm serious. I absolutely get them out of here and go after those cartels. Those are two things that just seem to appeal to me.
Well,
he's right. Zero tolerance.
Really?
If you happen to get arrested and you happen to be away from your family, I hope you see them together as you're being put on the bus. If not, figure it out in Mexico because I don't give a damn. And these people, they have got to go. And I don't care. I really don't care. This poor thing. What about families? You should have thought about that before you came up here. Okay? You're the ones that risked your families. We didn't. We just want you out. You have got to go. And that little AOC, I wish there was a way to stick her on the bus and send her with them. I cannot stand that broad.
If you can, I really suspect.
Man, I just She makes me cringe. And yeah, that Jaya Powell, the one that looks like a guy that ran into a building with her face. That chick, she's nasty. She's just a nasty individual. But these people, this is just child trafficking, drug trafficking, arms trafficking. That stuff can all be stopped.
Yeah.
It's going to up some out cars. It's going to kill some bank accounts in Congress and Senate. Okay. But I'm telling you, if we can prevail and we can do this and we can trace that stuff back to people that are breaking the rules, we'll stick every one of their asses in jail. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. And I dare you to resist arrest.
Well, you know, there have been folks, self-deportations already, and a few caravans have actually stopped, some turned back, this according to Ben Bergwam and Oscar, the other gentleman. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his last name, but the fact is, it's this strength that we need. Mm-hmm. So you are correct, and this is who we have now. Compare that to I haven't been to Europe either. You know, McNeepads, yeah. Harris, right?
Oh yeah. So yeah, she only went to the border for a photo op because they accused her of never going to the border, and the border patrol said we've never seen her,
and it wasn't even an active part of the border. So
we don't even. This is you know what I wish we had. I wish we had an island somewhere. And we could take all of these people we deport and put them on this island. Okay.
Didn't we? Australia used for that purpose once? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But the thing is, if we stuck them all on an island, they would be killing each other left and right. And it would only prove why we took them out of the United States.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The value of human life is different in these countries. If you've ever been in those countries, you would know that. And you can't bring people that don't value human life and put them in civilized society. Civilized society is not going to correct that. They cannot correct that.
That's true.
You have no business unleashing a wolf in a field full of sheep. That's what's inhumane. Okay, and packing them up and sending them back to where they're from. There is nothing that's inhumane about that. You shouldn't be here in the first place. If you can't come through the gate, you might as well be an intruder in the dead of night, and you might as well be breaking into our house.
Amen.
Because this is our house. And we have no moral obligation to fix you people, help you people, feed you people, nothing. And don't give me that, well, Jesus was an immigrant. Do not start with me on that. I will hurt your little feelings.
Well, again, the people behind this, Catholic charities, Jewish organizations, NGOs, you've got the unelected bureaucrats.
I've dealt with Catholic charities before. I know all about them. We had to deal with them with Serbia during the Serbian War.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Man, those are people I wish we hadn't brought in here.
You've got. So do you think that, I mean, what's screw the polls and people in the chat? Is immigration number one over the economy, or do you think they're tied, or do you think the economy? I mean, on your folks and RT on your list, what's the highest priority in repairing? I know they're all screwed up and in need of repair right now.
I think first and foremost, we need to separate ourselves from world organizations.
Okay.
First and foremost, day one.
That can be done with a signature, basically.
That's absolutely right. Okay. Day one. I think staffing is critical, but it has to be the right staffing. You're going to have this mass hiring thing, it can be really dangerous. You're going to have some hardcore people and hardcore rules, and that's just the way it is. You're going to make some mistakes. But as soon as you even think that there's a problem of disloyalty or they're going to be the rotten apple in the bunch, you got to get rid of them immediately. No ifs, ands, or buts. Out the door. The hell out of here.
Right.
And what this man said, zero tolerance has to be at every level. No
okay,
joke.
So that's the,
no
the illegal invasion. Okay.
That's it. That's and these immigrants and the economy, I think, go hand in hand, because the immigrants, every time you send a busload out of here, your economy is improving.
I agree. Every, it's not elsewise.
Every,
yes.
Every time. I think they go hand in hand. And the cool part is you're going to have to hire and bring people in to help get rid of these people. Okay. So you just provided more jobs. Securing the United States is going to have to be priority one. Yeah. It has to be. It's no point in arresting people and sending them back over the border if down here in this section, there's no one even stopping them. I don't know why the Border Patrol has even been employed the last 4 years.
To process them.
But they're not doing jack because they're being overrun at the other end where nobody's right. asking. You know, the illegals. See, that's the whole thing. What are you processing? Nothing. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, the ones that are caught or turn themselves in are being processed.
We really need to stop immigration for a period of time.
I agree.
Period. No one coming in. That's it. And I hate to say that, but that's just the way it is because the system has been abused for too long. It's just like when you have an alcoholic and the alcoholic is, I want to stop drinking. Okay. You don't wean them down to nothing. You stop drinking.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you do with these people. You stop. That's enough. Trust me. If we stopped right now, it would take us 25 years to do the paperwork on what came in. And then you haven't even touched the illegals that came in that we know nothing about.
That's true.
I'm serious. Every traffic stop, every time you do something, they need to come up with like a national ID that goes with your driver's license that says what your immigration status is.
As opposed to a voter registration card for the left. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the whole thing with the voter registration, it's ridiculous that if I want to go buy a beer, play a lottery ticket, do any of this stuff, it requires identification. But to make a decision that affects the free world, you're saying I don't need any ID. That's bullshit.
I don't know how many people saw or if you saw the map of the results of the election, the blue states. I shouldn't say blue states. The majority of the blue in the states, where Harris won, okay, they did not require any type of photo or government ID whatsoever. So think of that what you will, okay?
That is so wrong in this country. It is. And then, I also have had some issues with some of these people that are in Congress, you know what I mean, and get up into legislative houses that weren't born in this country, and they bring their garbage with them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you know, you need to go. You really need to go. I understand you want a breakdown of the population, but the population is wrong right now.
Very much so.
The categories and the way things are segmented, it's very wrong. Okay. At the end of the day, we're Americans. We're Americans. I'm not from Somalia, Yemen. No.
We're not Lebanese Americans. We're not African Americans. No. We're Americans.
And all this bullshit with these people that support Palestine, okay, Hezbollah.
Oh yeah,
you know, but I am surprised somebody hasn't lit your ass up in the street. I really am. You know why? Because we've lost American servicemen fighting your asses overseas.
Yeah,
I don't really have a problem if they want to straighten up the bill. Tab is overdue.
There it is. All right, RT, hold that thought because I do have one last break for today. I want to tell you about healthwithdoug.com, collagen. Folks, countless Americans, they waste time and money. trying to reduce wrinkles, fix their skin, whatever their skin problem might be. The real problem is a lack of collagen. You know, scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. And, you know, if you're looking at your body in the mirror and you see a sagging of skin, wrinkles or whatever, you may be collagen deficient. I say this, chances are that you are, okay? Knowing you should supplement collagen is not enough. You've got to use the right types and quality of a quality sourced collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearances of aging. You know, my wife experienced this, and I did too, to a lesser extent. Had great results by adding this to, you can add it to whatever you like, to water, coffee, whatever your drink of preference. This is why I use this amazing new collagen mixture to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin. Unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves, look, folks, this is highly effective. It combines the top five, count them, five critically important types of collagen for skin health. And it's formulated to help reduce the visible signs of aging. Plus, it gives you other, just a ton of other benefits, reducing wrinkles and such. It gives you a youthful glow. And I'll tell you what, the skin elasticity, you know, with proper hydration, I'm telling you, it makes a real big difference. So go to healthwithdoug.com and get it today while it's 51% off. Only at healthwithdoug.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get a free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. I found that really interesting, actually. And a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. Once again, healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. The link will be in the description box below. Now, you said something that triggered me. And again, the master of seg. Oh, before we move on from the illegal invasion, you know, folks, does the name Harry Brownell, does that name ring a bell to you? If not, it should. He was in charge of Operation, you ready for this? Operation Wetback. And that was a program implemented in June of 1954. To get rid of the illegals, and even some legals, generally from Mexico here in the U.S. And that plan lasted for a little bit, but, that was to counter the millions of Mexicans who had entered the country through joint immigration programs in the first half of the 20th century. It just got out of hand. They initiated Operation Wetback, and, that was charged by, under the, oversight of Harry Brunel under Eisenhower. So there it is. So this is not without precedent. But okay, going to what you mentioned about the staffing, it's interesting because I was thinking about this today. I put this in the show notes. This is video three. Randy Taylor, one of the biggest mistakes, you and I have spoken about this, that President Trump made during his first term was, in fact, staffing. And yeah. Now that was one of several, but that was a big, big part of the mistakes. Here is a laundry list, but a good summation of mistakes made by President Trump during his first 4 years in office. This is cut three and does speak to what you were talking about. Cut three, it's about 2 minutes long. And the gentleman talking is the editor, senior editor of townhall.com, Kurt Schlichter. Here it is.
What are the potential pitfalls of lessons we need to learn from 16 or 17 in transition that we can't repeat, that are not cliche, that are things that we need to consider as we're getting closer to high noon on January the 20th?
Charlie, the most important thing for the president to know is not to allow artificial norms, and I'm, you know, let's get out the air quotes, that apply only to conservatives, to limit his ability to act. He has been invested with a moral mandate and with formal power under the Constitution. He should use both. He should aggressively move forward to keep the promises he made. Okay. He has to keep the promises. And he understood that last time. But we need to remember that. He said, I'm going to end taxes on tips. He needs to end taxes on tips. He promised mass deportations. He needs to do mass deportations. And he needs to shut the border. He needs to do what he said he's going to do. And to do that requires a team of people who are on board and loyal. And he's already getting that, and that's great. But he also needs to apply a whip and a chair to the federal bureaucracy. The federal bureaucracy is not a fourth branch of government, Charlie. It is to make the will of the chief executive elected by the American people by a majority of the national popular vote, which doesn't actually exist, but, you know, we'll cite it just for fun, to bring that to fruition. And that's what we expect them to do. But we've seen, look at this horrible behavior we've seen. Can you believe a federal official actually said if they have a Trump sign in the front yard, you FEMA people will walk on by? And that's not the biggest scandal in the news right now. Well, it's not in the mainstream media because they agree with it. But that has to end.
What?
So there it is. And by the way, I did note in chat people talking about that. If in the wake of Hurricane Milton in Florida, if people had Trump signs or any kind of sign in support of President Trump, this FEMA supervisor who's now fired, but it really doesn't make a difference. And that's page in video 11, Eric, the tech I sent separately. It's grotesque. But RT, to what you said, the mistakes, you know, that were made can be, I think, can be including and especially staffing. You got to have the right people to do what he's talking about. Right.
Right. So. And they have to be maintained and launched. Yeah, trust your staff. And we talked about this before. I would love to have that job where you're behind the scenes and you're watching everybody.
Yeah.
That way, if the turncoat is going to turn, we know about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
We fire them before that happens. You just get the leverage to where they don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Start playing dirty pool if you have to.
And folks, if you look on the screen right now, there is the there's a FEMA worker. If you, Eric Stick, if you want to scroll up a little bit,
and fired isn't enough. They should have been fined, and forbidden to work for the federal government anywhere.
Yeah,
that's a government job. She should be banned from it. That's like a pervert around children. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
should never be. And this person. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. That's not sorry. You're out of here. Then you never apply for a government job again.
You know, let me ask you, as a human being, and you can keep that up there because this is what we're talking about. As a human being, how can you possibly, in your heart and in your mind, justify a decision like that?
We talked about this, though. There's like this level of sickness. There's something mentally that's gone wrong in these people. They say how bad the right is. You know what? Just watch the evening news and you tell me who's bad.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you watch CNN, MSNBC, they're guilty of trying to overthrow the president already. He hasn't even taken office.
Yeah.
They're trying to initiate a coup. They're feeding into this. And nobody's calling them out. And that's what needs to change. And I'm not saying censorship. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about wisdom.
Good distinction.
There has to be some sort of integrity restored to media. There has to be. And the government can't give a media company a dime. Not a dime.
I would argue that we, not us, but we, the citizen journalists, and I'm not a journalist, and RT's not a journalist, but us in this capacity, we are the media, not the legacy media.
Yeah.
Nobody watches them anymore.
They don't tell the truth.
They lie, correct?
We at least vet the stuff and check into it. And if we're not 100% for sure, we'll tell you.
And we make a mistake once in a while, but, but we correct it.
They live to lie.
Yeah.
They sit there and during the broadcast, they sit there and lie. They're unethical. They're untruthful. I mean, I cannot believe it used to be you presented the news and that was the end of it. Honestly, I don't think we need, you know, where they give you 10 minutes of news and then pop in five people to talk about it. I don't need it. Just give me the news.
For a 90-second hit, too, by the way, or a 60-second hit.
And then you got, like, on Fox, you got Juan Williams. Why is he even in the building? Because they can say, well, no, it's fair and balanced. I don't care. Unbalance it. Fire his ass. It's just like Geraldo Rivera. Who would give him a job? Are you kidding me? You know, if it has anything to do with Spanish people, they're always right and we're always wrong. Not once has Geraldo ever spoken out against illegal immigrants.
Not once.
You tell me that's a good lawyer? That's a good man? Oh, he's a good American. He's good for nothing.
I don't disagree.
I was never happier than when that guy got up and beat his ass on his show.
Was that the chair throwing incident?
Right in the face. The other one where I thought he should have been terminated, okay, was when he was sitting there in Iraq, in the first Iraqi invasion, and he's sitting there in the light, drawing lines on the stand, on the sand, showing where they're sitting, the troops, and where the enemy's at. Like the enemy doesn't have a television. Like they don't have any spies. Yeah, they don't. They're not monitoring the spy. Any chance in hell are they? This guy is a genuine ass. Geraldo Rivera. Yeah, Geraldo, you okay?
And Jerry Rivers, by the way.
Absolutely, and it pisses me off. They always side. He would side with an illegal over this country here. Because it's Spanish. Just because they're Spanish. Well, guess what? I'm white. Get out, both of you. So tired of it, man.
Archie Bunker came to mind just now for some reason. All right. I want to show you this. You mentioned, of course, the media, they lie. Okay. Look, the alternative media, I've got to say, for the most part, they try. And what they're doing right now to Alex Jones, you know, in 48 hours, they're auctioning they're auctioning off his studio. They've broken the man, not spiritually, not mentally. I can guarantee you that, but financially, right? Yeah. So they're taking everything away from this guy. And beyond President Trump, he's one of the hardest fighting men I know.
And the thing is, the media does worse than him every day.
Exactly.
And nobody's down there seizing the CNN offices. Well, you know, maybe that'll change.
I've been hearing some rumblings about perhaps not having CNN.
They've told more lies than Alex ever had. You know what I'm saying? They lie for a living.
Exactly. Which is why I went up again. This is video 7 in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Click on the title, open everything. You'll see the sources and links there. This is a minute and a half long. This is the first minute and a half of his statement about closing its doors. Now, he does have... He has something else set up, so I think it'll be a seamless transition. However, the fact that he has to pay this price, as President Trump has paid his price, as Peter Navarro has paid his, and Steve Bannon his, and to some extent ours. You know, look, we are all in, folks. You're gonna experience stuff like this too. You say the wrong thing, and I'm telling you, it's coming. But here's cut 7, a minute 34. And then closely related to that is something that touches on, I just want to say this, it touches on what you and I have talked about, and that's the fact that the first President Trump, the first 4 years of President Trump, 2016 or 2017 through 2021, how they went after him, the mistakes that were made, and then the exposure that took place, but without the proper people in place. But we'll play cut 7. This is a status of InfoWars here, and this is from Alex Jones today. Here it is, cut 7.
Wednesday afternoon, InfoWars, the equipment, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and a whole bunch of other stuff is at a federal bankruptcy auction from the fake judgments and the rigged trials where I was found guilty beforehand, and they had literal show trials out of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. Right when I walked in here during the break, after getting a glass of water, saw the auctioneers inside the building, going around surveying from the last time they were here to make sure all the stuff's here. Everything tagged, everything marked. This desk, these tables, this microphone. They're in the control room right now. So that's how close this is. Now, good guys say they're going to buy it. Okay, they're good guys. They buy it. Who knows if they're really good guys once they buy it? You know, we got to see. I don't count on any of that. And as the countdown goes down, if the bad guys do buy this in less than 48 hours, then we'll know. I'll keep broadcasting until they show up. They said they want to shut it down that day. They'll be here, and they're going to come in, and they're going to flip a switch in there. I'm going to make them do that. I'm going to stay on the air right to the last minute because we don't quit to the last minute. And then I'm going to get in the new ship. I'm going to step into the new ship and continue on. But the ship is not properly fueled. It does not have everything done to it it needs.
There it is. And that can happen to any one of us, you know, at any time.
Well, if I win the lottery tomorrow night, I'll take care of this. I would bury it in so many corporations, they wouldn't even know who to go after.
I have no doubt you would.
I would love nothing better than walk over here and Alex the keys and go, get back in there.
Yeah, exactly. I would too.
Absolutely.
But you know, it...
But you can't keep a good man down. And you know, and Alex has made his mistakes over the years. He has. We all have. Okay? Yeah. But don't ever push at a guy like that and saying he's done it really anything wrong. He may have said some things over the years. Nobody's 100% correct. All right. But you know what? His percentages are really good. And he warned us about this stuff back when Bush was in office. He warned us where we would be today. I remember that some of the DVDs that he had, I used to tape them. I used to pull them off the web and tape them from him.
Yeah.
And he had really good, and these were good productions. These were not sloppy. These were professionally done. And, you know, and the you know, like the end something, you know, but I mean, man, was he dead on. And you watched it back then, and it almost scared you. But what it was is fair warning. He was Paul Revere in it back then.
Yes.
And people were knocking him, making fun of him and all this. And you know what? The point was he got people to think. If nothing else, out of all of that and the grief and being he's being dragged down and nailed to the door, you know? And he's been made fun of. He's had his hard times. He's had regular mass media pick on him and rag on him. You know what I mean? People turned on Alex. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly.
And he used to take crap because Prince agreed with him and Charlie Sheen agreed with him. But you know what? That's what I admired about him. He was willing to go out and talk to people. And his the best part is he ain't in this for the money. Never was. Alex Jones doesn't have a stash of cash in Grand Cayman. Okay.
I can tell you he does not.
I can promise you that. Yeah, okay.
He doesn't.
What he does is for right here. God, for some reason, made this guy and made him a messenger. He did.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that at some point in his life, God reached down and touched him and made him a messenger. And Alex will acknowledge God. Alex believes in God. Okay?
I've talked to him, but and I'll tell you what.
He'll stand up for the Lord.
Yes.
And the more accurate he was, the more grief and pain and suffering has been dumped on that man. So when you go to bed tonight, you need to stop before you close your eyes and say a prayer for a gentleman named Alex Jones. Okay? Because he's going through a hard time right now. He is a brother. I've never got to meet him. He probably doesn't even know I'm alive. Okay? But he's always had my respect.
Oh, no. He knows. Yeah. Well, yeah, he knows you.
No, we don't.
He knows of you, I should say.
Oh, I would love to talk to him one day. I'd love to have lunch with him one day or dinner. He just... We might have that chance. That would be cool. I'd love to do a show with the guy. You know? Yeah. He just is. He's a cut above, man.
Yeah, he's. But the bigger picture here is when you stick your head up, I believe, no matter who you are, you could have the smallest platform on the planet. You stick your head up, and man, you get rammed down by these tactics of lawfare. And we were speaking. We were speaking out about lawfare years ago during the Obama regime. Mm-hmm. And in fact, let's go to cut two because we're getting short on time or time is going.
If we ever find them, I'd love to put up some of the archives from back just before Obama took office because we hit that nail on the head.
No, I've got those. It's just a matter of. Rendering them, and it's just a time-consuming process. So you're going to see a lot going up.
But you'd be surprised how accurate this platform was.
100%. And you're going to see something as well. Jones, I was on with Alex, and you talk about accuracy. This is, I think, probably 6 months into President Trump's first term, or first... it was like 2017, I think, but you'll see that in a moment. But cut two here is, can you take Alex Jones or anyone that sticks their head up, tells the truth, attempts to make our country great again, and, of course, lawfare. So this is the current lawfare right now against President Trump, even as he sits as president-elect. Mike Davis was on with Jack and Kevin Posobiec on Human Events today. I thought this was pretty right on the money. It's just about 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes, but this is cut two.
This is the ongoing lawfare against President Trump, his top aides like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, who already went to prison for asserting constitutional executive privilege going back 250 years to George Washington. They're going after Trump supporters on January 6th, who they politically persecuted, according to the Supreme Court's Fisher decision in June. They're going after parents outraged by gender chaos in schools and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms. They're going after pro-life Christians who are praying at abortion clinics, including throwing in prison a 75-year-old Christian under the FACE Act, while they give amnesty to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, every Biden who has taken over $20 million that James Comer, House Oversight Chairman, has been able to identify going from our worst enemies into every Biden's bank account. It seems they're giving amnesty to the much more deadly and destructive BLM and Antifa riots, as you know very well, Jack. You wrote a book on it. Hamas rioters.
And by the way, Kev right here was next to me in pretty much every single one of those riots.
Yeah.
Can't confirm.
I wouldn't mess with either of you guys, but you know those little Antifa, those little Antifa boys, sure wanted to pick fights with you. I mean, it's just crazy how the Biden-Harris Justice Department let their side run wild for 4 years, and they sent the full force of the intel agencies and the justice system, not only in the Biden-Harris Justice Department, but in their Democrat satellite offices like the New York Attorney General's office, Tish James, the New York City Manhattan DA office, Alvin Bragg's, the Fulton County DA's office, Fannie Willis, Chris Mays, the Arizona Attorney General. This is obvious lawfare. It's obvious election interference. You know what makes this so obvious, Jack and Kev, is that Jack Smith said that the election has nothing to do with his prosecution. Election be damned. He's just going to keep going forward, violate Justice Department policies on election interference. And then the day after Trump wins in a landslide on November 5th, Jack Smith leaks out that he's going to close down his office. So it just proves that this was election interference all along.
So, I mean, that unpacking that, Randy, is you've got lawfare, election interference, and really the exposing the true nature of everything that we're seeing.
The American people should do a class action suit against these people that have committed lawfare and election interference. Class action suits. I'm talking about stuff that will break them beyond what they've done to Alex Jones. Beyond what they can even comprehend, where they're paying somebody off for the rest of their life that they work. Jack Smith, I kid you not. And there needs to be some sharp lawyers get together and start slamming these people, going after these judges. Even if the government can't do it, the people need to file legal actions. And I don't even know who to talk to about that. But there's got to be lawyers out there that would take this pro bono. And I mean, break these people. Take every seize. Do what they did to Giuliani. Take everything they own.
Oh, yeah. 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 What happened with Giuliani was...
I can't believe that, Doug. I just can't. I'm appalled. I'm ashamed that we've let some of this stuff happen.
You know, I read through the transcripts and with Giuliani and look, some of it is it seems pretty damning to Giuliani. But without respect to that, the timing and the way you know as well as anyone, when you are a prosecuting authority, you can do a lot of things at the right time to really cause the most damage, not just to the person, but to the people around them. And that would include, in this case, Trump.
Giuliani was so instrumental in getting the NYPD intelligence unit set up.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, he's the guy that allocated the first $1 million to them to get that going. And you have no idea how many lives were saved because that unit existed.
No.
And to turn around and treat him like he's some piece of crap. Shame on them. Shame on them. And I hope that something in their life far more traumatic occurs. I hope the Lord punishes them.
And I think we're allowed imprecatory prayer at this point.
For what they've done. It's shame on them. After that man has done nothing but give his life for this country.
Amen to that. I want to play this. I really think as we wind things down, we obviously heard from Alex Jones today about what's going on. We also you and I talked about the staffing issue with respect to President Trump. It feels different. When you look at President Trump today, him going into office this time feels a hell of a lot different than back in 2017. You know, he's already naming appointments. He's going after recess appointments or attempting to get that done. He's already filled some very key positions.
I think it's safe to say he didn't really know exactly what he was walking into last time because they laid an ambush for him.
They did, 100%. And to your point about, you know, us being correct more often than incorrect, and correct the a lot of times we are careful with things. I do want to touch on something I uploaded, and I happened to watch this because I was really curious. Back in 2017, I think this was from this was February 2nd of 2018. So President Trump would have been in office just around 2 years. But the the disclosures that happened, and the postmortem of his own staffing picks from the beginning, as we talked about, now it's different. But the knifing and then the exposure of really what happened with the FISA documents. And then how many people remember the Nunes memo, the FISA memo, the White House memo that put Satoru directly behind this? So I've got two cuts from the same video. This was from my appearance on February 2nd, 2018. Yay me. Right. But the first cut is 2 minutes. I don't care.
You hear me?
And the second cut. But this addresses really, it goes back to the stark difference between what we're seeing now with President Trump and what we saw back then with President Trump and the players now versus the players then. And if we want to take it one more step, whatever happened to the players that were playing back then today? You know, books, TV shows, right? TV slots, but no jail time. So, but watch this. And there's two segments to this. We'll play the first one, cut one first. Again, you can find all these at HagmanPI.com, or this particular case, you can find HagmanPI.com on its own and watch it in its entirety. It's important. So go ahead and play cut one.
But overall, we're dead on because we do the research and we're trying to tell the truth. So when I make a mistake, I'll run up and down the hallways telling you because I want you to know, hey, I didn't do that on purpose. But here it is. Enough about that. We've got Doug Hagmann of the Hagmann & Hagmann, always amazing sources coming up. He has a lot of good FBI sources that are more mid-level. And then he's got state police that are at the highest levels. And he doesn't mind us saying that, but because I know some of the same sources. I was in New York a couple years ago and had I'm not going to get a high-level individual at a parade walk over in uniform. And I was like, wow, that's the head of a major body. We're big listeners, love the show. Doug Hagmann's a great guy. You know, we're buddies going back to college. And I'm just like, okay. Right. That's kind of how you know Doug Hagmann's really got those sources when, you know, the head of a police agency comes over to tell you about Doug Hagmann. So Doug Hagmann's coming up, and he kind of get us the scuttlebutt in New Jersey and New York from the FBI and the state police. So he's got those sources, and he's got some judicial sources as well. But this is just such a crazy time to be alive right now. And anything could happen minute to minute. I'm not watching Netflix at night. I'm not even going to movies hardly. I always had a little bit of entertainment in my life. This is so entertaining because it's so real and so dangerous. And I'm in it and you're in it. And we got a bunch of jerks trying to block the recovery of the country. And just basic America getting control of the country again. Donald Trump's not a conservative. He's a pragmatist, libertarian, free market guy. He's a throwback. People go, oh, we want to move forward. America is the vanguard of free market and ideas. Even though we were a mix of bad things, we were the place that had that idea. That was something we were trying. So we were known for that. And so we're back to the future. Trump is the future because Trump.
So we're back to the future right now. And that segment should have continued after the break. My apologies. But the fact is, Randy, when he mentioned about the sources, you were involved in the cultivation or acquisition of the same of the sources he referenced in that clip, I guess. And I wanted you to hear that because that's the difference that we were making back in 2018. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll tell you what, we'll continue with cut two. This is the meat of it. This is about the Nunes memo. Mm-hmm. I probably should have munged these together. My apologies, but here's cut two of the same day. Go ahead.
earlier today, right when we started the broadcast, he made this statement when he was about to meet with North Korean defectors who'd left that dictatorship, and how horrified they were and how scared to even be, you know, still of Kim Jong-un. But first, he made this statement about the release of this congressional memo detailing the roadmap of criminality. Here it is.
I think it's terrible. You want to know the truth? I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace. The memo was sent to Congress. It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves and much worse than that. So I sent it over to Congress. They will do what they're going to do. Whatever they do is fine. It was declassified. And let's see what happens. But a lot of people should be ashamed. Thank you very much.
Are you not concerned that the FBI doesn't want the memo out?
Thank you very much.
All right, let's stop there. Again, I cannot quantify how historical this is. Trump is teaching us how to fight again. He is taking out the hijacked networks inside the government that have taken over these agencies and groups. He is removing the poison, in my view. I want to get Doug Hagmann's brief take before he takes over in a moment on, am I right in my assessment? And I know he always has amazing intel. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Hagmann of HagmannReport.com. Tell us what you know.
I'll tell you what, I've been glued to your broadcast the entire day, a historic day. You are absolutely correct. This is the biggest scandal, the biggest crime that we have seen, at least in my lifetime. I mean, this dwarfs Watergate, the superlatives. This cannot be understated. The importance thereof cannot be understated. The bottom line here is this: the exposure of the coup, the attempted coup, by the weaponized Department of Justice, by the weaponized FBI, known by certain rank-and-file members of the FBI who are actually white hats exposing this as well. Bottom line, they went after Donald Trump. They're going after the American people. This is an ongoing issue. And also the bottom line is this. This people think that this memo, the three and a quarter page memo, is in fact the end. This is just the beginning. And it's going to get much worse. The exposure of the deep state operatives, the shadow government, the people, the swamp creatures, this is going to get much worse. And there will be, I'll tell you what, people will go, and this is what I'm hearing, there will be charges laid against certain individuals within the Department of Justice, current and former, because of this information and information that supports this document. And the names, of course, within the document, as well as those implied, whether it be Bruce Ohr or Peter Strzok, they're worried, and they should be. And the last thing, and I just really want to drive this point home, Alex, this is a scandal, crime, more appropriate, that goes directly to the office, or to the White House, to the Obama White House. Obama knew totally. He knew about this. In fact, he facilitated exactly what we read in this 3.5-page memo. He facilitated this. He was a part of it. The presidential daily briefings contained information. And if people knew, this is what I'm getting, if people knew the contents of the presidential daily briefings, they would be absolutely astounded at the level of complicity by Barack Hussein Obama.
You just said it, and that's what I was told by Congress folks, because they've got those now. The president has them. We'll talk.
So, that was awkward. But anyway,
Obama needs to be arrested.
But see, I said, look, there were going to be perp walks. I guess I was just four years too early about that, because I think that's coming.
Will be this time around. He can't play this time. Last time he got ambushed. He's not going to walk into an ambush. They're going to try and ambush him before he even gets to the office. That's what has to be stopped. And I'm telling you, if they hurt Donald Trump, if they kill him, this country will not be the same the following day.
Yeah,
unless you're asleep in the United States. I mean, I know grandmas that'll come looking for blood.
Try to put them in Rikers.
Fact. I'm just telling you. Yeah, if they try and put them in Rikers, New York, it will come apart in one night. And New York's not known for being full of conservatives.
And at that point, how weak are we?
Yeah, it's such a dangerous game that they're playing right now. They're gambling with the comfort and security in this country. They're gambling.
I love that. The comfort of security, because at that moment, what would our enemies consider us? I mean, we would be weak. I mean, we're already weak appearing to our enemies.
I'm surprised we haven't been attacked.
I am too.
But your major, and everybody says Putin's an enemy. Putin is not the enemy. There are more Christians in Russia than you think.
That's true.
And fundamental Christians in Russia than anyone will ever acknowledge. Putin has been the boogeyman for long enough. Okay? I'm telling you, this whole Ukraine thing, one of the reasons that Putin did what he did, he wanted to expose it. Okay? And he wanted to expose it because he saw the crime and corruption that was coming into the United States. He saw what was going to be happening in the United States government. He saw that piece of shit, Vindman or whatever, turn on his president. And at the same time, being offered a job in Ukraine. It was nothing but a bundle of lies. He knows that Hillary lied. He knows about the dossiers. He knows. Listen, Putin is good at his job. He knows what's going on. And when they say, well, Putin wants Trump in office, you're damn right he wants him in office. It's called stability. Nobody wants a nuclear war, including Putin. And if you... if people can't figure that out, then you're too stupid to be walking around outside by yourself.
Without a helmet on. Yeah.
Man, people, get your heads out of your asses. The left, do it. Putin is not... man, he could have wiped out Ukraine in 10 days. It would have been over. I'm telling you, he did it to expose Ukraine. It's being held at... I'm telling you, Putin and Trump, there will be peace in Ukraine.
Biolabs were exposed, money laundering.
The money that's been going out and all the distractions. And while we're worried about all these other things going on, more money. And did you notice it wasn't so much arms? You know, a lot of arms went in the beginning, but most of it was cash.
Oh, yeah.
Funds. Yeah, it's a little hard sometimes unless you're going to sell it on the black market to sell. You'll take 20 tanks and then kick your kickback payment to the senator and congressman that okayed it. But cash is king.
That's right.
You want to know why McConnell is pulling the crap he's pulling?
Oh,
I'll bet you money that McConnell's taking money from Ukraine money.
And China.
Yeah, but that McConnell is a piece of shit.
Yeah. And we're seeing that because what he's doing in...
Before. He was even before. He was a rat fank 4 years ago.
He's been that way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But now, when you have a mandate that put President Trump in the Oval Office or is destined to, and you are treating the Senate... in the manner which McConnell is what he's doing, trying to Trump proof the Senate.
Before the Senate seats are even figured out.
Who's this paymaster? You're right. You know? Yeah. You're right. You're right in looking at this.
Everything's still up for grabs. And he's already making deals to put people in that are anti-Trump in charge of the Senate.
I agree, which is why I think that we have tonight, I think we covered a lot of ground with respect to what was in 2016, 2017, and what is today. It's totally different, but yet there's still a few things in the quiet nature of what's going on in the background is troublesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
A lot of the same people are still at play.
Yeah.
And the motive's the same.
And
Washington is so crooked, and Ukraine is just a gigantic money laundering machine. It has been. It's been that way forever. And sex trafficking, unbelievable. Probably the sex trafficking center of the world.
It's a bus stop.
I don't think I'm that far off. I really don't.
No, I was talking to save them.
I can go online tonight and order a Ukraine girl. You know that.
You
and have her shipped to my house. I kid you not.
No, I've seen that.
This is crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and which is why I think a lot of the politic parading with the Senate, a lot of this. And even to a lesser extent, the House, I think a lot of this is to cover up those very issues that you referenced.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
I think people need to be indicted. I think that then when you go to prison, your pension needs to be pulled. None of this. I'll tell you what, the crookedness and the crime just in the ranks and in the upper echelons of our government is staggering. It's mind boggling.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a job. Unbelievable. I really wish I could work. I'm disabled. I really, this is one of the times I wish I wasn't, because I would love to go back and work for Donald Trump.
Well, your mind's not. Plus, who knows? I mean,
I'll tell you what, I could out strategize the left on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think, what you mentioned there about strategy is really the import here of this episode. I think the strategy of Donald Trump today,
yeah,
and the people around him is so much better and so much different than 2016, 2017.
He's a man on a mission, that's for sure. And this Barack Hussein Obama's got to be shut down. Arrested, whatever. I don't care. He needs to be shut down. The shadow government has got to stop. And we squeeze Obama hard enough, we're going to find out who a lot of players are that we didn't know.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. So do you think, what do you think is going to happen? Let's say everything goes smoothly, which you and I both think not, but let's say everything goes smoothly. What is going to happen to Barack Hussein Obama and Big Mike and the people around him, including Valerie Jarrett and those people? What's going to happen? Are they going to still fight, you think?
They may think that they're going to, but if he does it right, we can crush him. I want to see him indicted, because we've already proven that an ex-president can be arrested, jailed. We can take him to court. Make up shit. We've already proven that, but yep. I want to see Barack Hussein Obama in front of a military tribunal, because what he's done is subvert the Oval Office. He's subverted a sitting president, and these people need to be brought up on charges of treason. Okay? J6 wasn't treason. What's been going on there for years is treason by definition, and that needs to be dealt with. How would you treat a traitor? How do you punish a traitor? There's a number of ways, and it's time to find out, and it needs to be very public.
I can't argue.
Why
with
the hell does Obama have a fully staffed office 8 blocks from the White House? That right there tells you something is wrong.
100%. I'm
it's
right
not
there
a
with
library.
You.
It's an operating office.
His library's up in Chicago, not complete.
Yeah, you know. Oh, well, that's the one at the rest stop, isn't it?
yeah, right off I-90 there. Yeah.
This is where it's got. And it's time for things to change. If we get Donald Trump in the office and keep that man safe, we can change some things. And it's time. It is past due. This is our country. And as far as them taking it over, and as far as them manipulating it and scurrying us and turning us over to a new world order, I say the hell with you. And I just say that we take it to the limit, that we go to the max. We destroy this crap so anybody even thinks along those lines will be terrified.
We burn it down and salt the ground. I mean, we have to do that.
Thank you. And you know what? There's going to be some bloodshed. I know that regardless, because some of the stuff won't go away on its own.
No.
And so be it.
Well, it was stated tonight that in addition to President Trump, you know, having a clear mandate to lead America, I'm not going to say the conservatives, but the Republicans have control of both chambers. The Senate and the House. That was stated tonight, not by a great margin by any means, but we have all three branch, or we have the House, the Senate, and of course the executive branch. So if we can't get things done, I have to say it's the enemy within, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that could stop us at this point.
No.
It's the enemy within. And these rhinos, they need to realize that the game's over for them. The party is over.
I agree.
It's done. We're done with you. We are absolutely done with you. If you think you're going to hamstring Congress or hamstring the Senate, I'll tell you what, you need to rethink it. Rethink it real hard, because you don't know who your adversary is this time around.
True. And one last bit of information. Rumors, and I have to say they're pretty solid. It seems like Kash Patel is one of three, maybe, individuals slated to take over or be appointed to be the CIA director. And if that's the case, Kash Patel will reformat the CIA like never before. And that's a pretty dangerous, some dangerous territory there to be doing that. But
That's a scary one, because you don't know where your assassin's coming from. As soon as you walk into the door, there's a target painted on you, and that's a for real target. And they're good at killing people.
Yep. And one last piece of information that others might not know, and you might not know, the NIH, Robert Kennedy Jr. Is stated that he wants to terminate at least 600 people. That's a sizable amount from the National Institute of Health. I don't know if that covers NIAID, Fauci's old thing or not, but so there are definite changes that are coming. And I'm seeing a lot of this. I'm looking right now at a message board right now that I'm signed into, and I've got to say that the Trump agenda looks to be playing out pretty well.
And they're all running scared. They're going to do desperate things. Desperate men, desperate people do desperate things. Fauci right now, I guarantee, is squirming.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in trouble. He's in trouble. He killed a lot of people.
He did.
The governor of New York killed a lot of people. And there's the statute of limitations. We're still well within it.
There is no statute for murder and for genocide. Yeah,
we're still well within it. So even if you think you're going to pull some obscure law out of your butt to save it, forget it.
Well, look what happened with Bill Gates and the Netherlands and some.
There's another one.
India, too. I think India. I have to check.
So they're handing money to Harris and then going, I want to work with Donald Trump. What do I think to do with you, pal? You're another one belongs in front of a tribunal.
And the money, if people are keeping track of this at home, the money that's being returned by the Harris campaign, I mean, she got, what, $1 billion, and she owes 20 million back.
How is that even possible? And Trump wants to help her. I say no.
Oh my gosh, no.
He wants to help her. He's talking about taking the extra money I had left over and paying her bill. I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry.
How For what reason?
I don't know.
I didn't hear that.
He's trying to. Oh yeah, he's trying to extend the olive branch. I'm sorry, it ain't time yet to extend the olive branch.
No,
it's not time yet. It's not time. No. Justice has not been served. We'll see if they still want to talk about olive branches when they're doing time.
And there's a lot of stuff to do yet in the 69 days between now and the inauguration. You've got the issue of Hunter Biden. Okay. What's going to happen to Hunter Biden? Some say, hey, put Kamala Harris in, first female president. You got to win there. She can preside over the pardons that are necessary, including Joe Biden. And you know, but then again, that's part of a bigger, I think, part of a bigger plan that we talked about earlier. So here we are. Here we are at the end of the, really at the end of the discussion about the difference between 2016 and today. And yeah.
Pray overnight, folks.
Right. That's the only thing we got to do. I mean,
right. I don't think the Lord brought us this far to let us down.
Well, if anyone lets us down, it's going to be us.
Yeah.
And it's going to be God's, yeah. You know, I think God has a say in this. And I think if we stick a finger in God's eye through continued demonic activity, we deserve everything we get. I really believe it.
Be prepared for what the Lord asks of you.
And lastly, to me, that's the important thing. Everyone listening and viewing this episode has a job to do, I believe. You could be old, infirmed, and tired and really know nothing, you know, but I think you've got a special job to do that God's giving you to do.
At every level. We've always said, if there's a war, somebody's got to peel potatoes. It's the way it is.
Or hold someone's hand, or pass the ammo.
And we've still got a lot of fighting to do. There's a lot of things need to be done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting us, but we'll ask you, please support the Hagmann Report. Okay. We're doing our best. You can hit PayPal right on the site. You can also stick money in an envelope, wrap it up in a piece of paper, put the Hagmann address as the main address. Put the other one as a return, put the Hagmann address as return address. That way no one knows you sent it. But you know what? If you're scared, be cool about it. Be quiet about it. But if you're not, and you can, you know, send us a few dollars, then please, we're not asking for a lot of money. A few dollars here and there adds up. And that's the only way we're going to be able to continue because, I mean, there's plane tickets need to be bought. There's hotels need to be paid for. We got people in the field working. We got more things going on than we can even disclose at this point. Okay. Our president is still not in the White House. Okay. And until he's in there, there's a huge, huge monumental job going on. Okay. Work with us, please. You can buy Hagmann coffee too. And you also know that Doug's got books on Amazon. Just go to Amazon, punch in Doug Hagmann. They know him there and those books will come right up. Okay. And that's Amazon in Canada too. .ca. I'm serious. 1995. Yeah. Yeah. What a great Christmas gift for the most discerning person on your list. Get him a Doug book, all right? Doug's a great writer, super writer, and I'm proud to call him my friend.
And I'm proud to have you. And by the way, there's a lot more things that will be coming out. God willing, I believe that we can offer our listeners and viewers some tremendous things. And the time that we spend together is precious to me, precious to Randy. We really appreciate this.
And sorry for being grouchy earlier. I just had to get it out of my system.
I just thought maybe you needed a hug. Like I said, that's all right though.
Was that Italian food backing up on me?
Bad clams tonight or what?
Nah, good clams. Everything's good. Everything's good. Right. We're gonna kick ass, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed, we are out of time. We are out of time. Randy Taylor, thank you so much. Hey, get some rest. Come back with me tomorrow. We got some stuff to go over tomorrow. That's even, well, it's deeper than this.